of Gaura Lila immersion. Before starting, I wish to say you are trying to enter the culture of punctuality, but some of you are extremely well versed in this culture, others are still approaching the perfection and come at the moment a little late, and we can't start without you. So kindly, those who are late, there is a joy when you are punctual. You think you're actually able to do something on time. You will be very, it will be very good for you. Let me tell you before I start what this Gaura Lila immersion is all about. We have, I first learned about talking about the Lord's pastimes with feeling and in a way that the listener could absorb himself or herself from my narration guru, Sankirtan Prabhu, who's here and who will tomorrow tell us about one particular Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm extremely nervous because only one glance of criticism would burn me if it comes from Sankirtan Prabhu. I really want to show you invested your time in a worthy person. Later this idea was picked up to talk in a dramatic way about the Lord's pastime by Burijan Prabhu, who did dramatic readings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And he introduced this during the Govardhan retreat, you know, when the lights were out, only a few candles were there, Giriraj's divine presence was on the left side of the audience, but since we were so close, we felt him everywhere, and we immersed ourselves. See, as devotees of Krishna and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we want to absorb ourselves in these divine pastimes. And if we can, and if we do absorb ourselves, our attraction to Lord Chaitanya and to Krishna is born. And this attraction later develops into attachment, which then develops into love. The prime way in which our glorious tradition was relayed or was carried from the past into the present was through katha, Krishna katha, Hari katha, talking and becoming affected by the Lord. There are statements in the sacred scriptures that when there is this katha going on, Krishna himself is attracted to come and sits in the back of the audience, because he has this very, there's a Sanskrit word which means he likes if he is praised and he is talked about. That's the source of your own feeling. I think when you know someone talks of you and not disparagingly, but devotedly, you think, my God, so many people talk about me and listen about me. Let me come and let me hear what is there. So Krishna, this psychological trait originates in Krishna. It's very important that those who enter this katha do so in a respectful way, and they do this in a way that they perform devotional service. Now I'm somehow from a cultured family, and if devotees stand, I feel highly uncomfortable. Can we offer a chair to you, or you have health reason? You like to stand? Okay. Good. Then very fine, very fine. But it's my duty to offer the maximum amount of hospitality, especially when we enter such a sacred realm. So, what it is, the Gaura Lila immersion, you will now see and hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Sorry, but I must insist that those who play kartals are accomplished kartal players, and that's the most difficult instrument you can imagine, because the timing needs to be very accurate. I cannot give a kartal training session, so there was a kartal which was out of rhythm, but we need to have kartal players to kindly pick up kartals, because if I play alone, it's not suitable. So those who are kirtaniyas know who can play, so take a pair of kartal, please. Kindly sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, he did not manifest his Shaktis completely. He kept himself a little bit hidden, as you would say in American slang, low profile, low profile. Only in very rare occasions did he manifest his godhood, like in that night at Srivas Thakur's place, which lasted for 21 hours, where he showed how all the forms of the Lord emanated from him. Ram was coming from him. Tribhanga Krishna under a desire tree was emanating from his effulgent body. He would call devotees forward and narrated to them incidences of their lives before Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. He said, Gangadas, do you remember when the Muslims were behind you, chasing you down? Remember how you came to the bank of the Ganga with all your families, hearing the dogs barking for you in the distance. You looked frantically for a boat which would take you across the Ganga. You called out, ferryman, 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 is there anyone who can take me and my family? there was no one. Thinking that if those who came after you would find your wife, they would violate her chastity right before your eyes, you were ready to give the command to your family, jump and drown yourself in the Ganga before the henchmen will get us. Do you remember Ganga Das? Ganga Das was nodding. At that time, from out of the night fog came a boat and brought your family across. Do you remember Ganga Das? Ganga Das said, yes, I remember. I was that boatman. I ferried you across. Ganga Das, know that my eyes were always on you. I was always protecting you. When Ganga Das heard this, he fainted. So in that night, Mahaprabhu showed who he is, the omniscient personality of Godhead. But otherwise, he kept it hidden. However, after he had gone to Puri, he went on a tour which took 6 long years. A tour where he went all over South India. And during this tour, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said he manifested all his potencies. All his shaktis were shown as he liberated all the people he met. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a fixed program. He walked through the night, through the day, with an associate who carried a dry set of extra clothes to change, and his kamandalu, his water pot. During that time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would sing this song. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 my dear devotees, as you sing along, see in your mind's eye that golden complexion sannyasi walking down the streets, running through the fields, raising his arms to the sky and calling out to Krishna, save me, Pahimang, protect me, Rakshamang. Krishna, 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 Pahimang. Everybody please. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Mahadeva. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Hare Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Hare
When the simple farmers, the village boys, village residents saw this God-intoxicated saint, that was but on first glance, they perceived Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they saw him, they left their fields, their rice fields, their plowing, their oxen, and they ran towards that road, land road, to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and see him from close by. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw these people who came to take his darshan, and whenever he had the opportunity, he would run towards them and embrace them. Would you like to be embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I'm not sure. Listen what happened. When someone was embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they forgot about their mundane concerns. Ooh. They ran back, totally transformed, ecstatic, crying and laughing, and went into their villages. And when the villagers saw them, their first reaction was, "Are you out of your mind?" But then the infectious, I could say, electric bhakti of Gauranga Mahaprabhu transferred itself from the people who were embraced to the other people. These people embraced the other people. Whole villages became intoxicated in Krishna consciousness. Imagine you would come back from this retreat intoxicated in Krishna consciousness. Your temple president would declare you mad. We have no place for ecstasy in our movement. Mundane scientists think up till 7.5 years ago, they thought they had no category to place ecstasy in. They thought it's the same thing as schizophrenia or epilepsy. Yes, our Western civilization is not prepared for ecstasy. It is prepared only for stasis. Stasis is the word for dullness, being limited, being closed. Think twice if you want to become ecstatic. You might throw away your mobile telephone. It's a choice. There's a poem. It says, "Why I cannot return home." This is the poem. The poem says, "I have joined the path of the ecstatic human beings. I cannot return back to the static positions." Our movement, my dear devotees, is meant to increase our attraction to Krishna. And when that comes to a high boiling point, it will enter the field of ecstatic transformations. Our movement is not a mundane movement. The greatest enemy, according to Narahari Shaka Thakur, an associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is to confuse ordinary dharma or religiosity with the message and mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This movement is for the extraordinary path. For preaching, yes, we want to appear relatable and relevant, two important words for preacher. But for our own hearts, we want love to dawn and come and increase its influence, so that finally the God-shaped hole, the vacuum in our heart, gets filled. So then, after going through the day, Mahaprabhu, if there was a village, he would go inside the village. But if there was no village, he would just rest under a tree with his servant. The servant would quickly assemble some roots and some eatables from the forest and prepare a simple forest meal, a simple diet from it. But then Mahaprabhu would, absorbed in the Lord's name, he would spend the night chanting and resting a little bit. But if there was a village, if there was a human settlement nearby, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit the settlement and he would pay a visit to the local temple. And then he would either rest in the temple, but if there were no facility, something else would happen. By him being in the super soul in everyone's heart, he would call different brahmanas forward who would extend invitations to him and his servant Krishna Das, and they would go into the house of the brahmanas. And about this case, I would like to tell you something. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami tells us, "I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings elaborately in the case of the Kurma Brahmana. By studying this exchange, you can know the dealings of the Lord in all other places on his tour of South India. I request you to absorb your mind and your heart in the village of the Kurma temple and in the visit of Gauranga Mahaprabhu at the house of the Kurma Brahmana. And you will know many, many things. You will know, in fact, everything which is necessary for you to become Krishna conscious from this particular visit." When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the temple of the Koma Brahmana, of the Koma, he saw a beautiful deity of Lord Koma. And he had darshan, and then he chanted. He danced. And this was village news. The sannyasi who danced and chanted in such an electrifying way that anyone who observed this felt feelings of divine love dawning in their hearts. Amongst those who saw the ecstasies of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and were deeply affected by them was one very good Brahmana who's referred to as the Koma Brahmana. And after the Lord had finished his dance and chanting, he very respectfully and with great devotion in his heart approached the Lord. "Oh, my dear Lord," he said, "please honor my home with your divine lotus feet." And the Lord conceded. He followed the Brahmana who ushered him through the streets of the village. Most probably he didn't go straight to the house but gave him a tour through the village so that his lotus feet would touch all the roads. And then when the Brahmana had sent someone ahead to his home, so his wife knew, she had started to cook immediately. And when Mahaprabhu came, everything was prepared. "Oh my Lord," said the Koma Brahmana, "you may sit here," and he offered him a nice sitting place. "And please allow us to wash your feet as it is the tradition." Mahaprabhu smiled mercifully, extended his feet, and the Brahmana gave a foot washing ceremony as it is done. Then he sprinkled the water on the eager heads of the family members, and he distributed the water, and everyone drank a good portion of it. "Would you like to drink the water that has washed the lotus feet? Would you not consider it is dirty? Why not?" "Yes, you have said something in the right direction. The Lord is all pure, and everything, even impure people and impure hearts, what to speak of dust, becomes transcendentally purified in association with his transcendental lotus feet." So they drank the water in big quantities. And then with great respect, the Koma Brahmana offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all kinds of food. After Mahaprabhu had finished eating, and he ate very meagerly, the remnants were distributed to all the families. And then the Brahmana started to speak. He first said something which the Lord accepted smilingly, and then he said something which invoked an intense reaction in the Lord, surprisingly. First, the Brahmana began to pray, "Oh my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma, and these very lotus feet have come into my home." As a side note, this is how you address someone politely. "Oh, from where have your lotus feet just now come?" I would ask, for instance, Sri Ram, oh Sri Ram, from where have your lotus feet just now come? And who you would say, most probably you wouldn't say my lotus feet have just now come. But you would say, from Alachua. You know, no? If you want to be polite in Vedic terms, you would say, oh Ekavira, from where have your lotus feet just now come? You would be very humble and very respectful. So, your lotus feet, said the Brahmana, which are worshipped by the Creator Himself and rarely attained, have come to my home. There is no limit to my good fortune. I know that. Today, my family, my birth, and all I have been blessed by your appearance in my home. But, my Lord, I have one request. I cannot tolerate the materialistic life and its pangs any longer. Let me go with you. I think we can all understand. I know when Srila Prabhupada traveled, there was a large entourage always with him of devotees who felt, we want to be in your presence. Then we are more Krishna conscious than if we are at home. Huh? So the Brahmana said like this, let me leave my family and go with you. Mahaprabhu became stern. Don't speak like this again. Better you remain home and chant the holy names always. Why did the Lord say this? Why didn't he make a huge, let me say, following on a South India tour, which went with him everywhere? Listen very carefully as you enter the understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind, an understanding which will be seminal for your advancement in Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu did not condone premature renunciation. He said we should do a lifestyle which is called yukta vairagya, that is appropriate renunciation. What does this mean? We stay at the places where we are placed by our destiny. And we engage the things which we have, our body, our mind, our environment, you know, house and so on, in Krishna's service. And in this way, we become gradually renounced. There are many renunciants who have tried to leave the world, but the world has not left them. It's stuck to their hearts. And there are many things which they have done which has not been good for them and not been good for the general society because of this misunderstanding. To accept things from the world in relationship to Krishna's service is a safer way to lose attachments than to reject things. Because the moment you bring Krishna into the picture, you bring Krishna into your family, you bring Krishna on an altar in your home, and consider this home as a place where you serve Krishna and help your family members. That moment where Krishna is there, all the selfish attachments which may still cause you misery in your heart will leave gradually, just as the darkness leaves gradually as the sun rises more and more. And Mahaprabhu gave three instructions how the Krishna sun could raise in the life of the Koma Brahmana and in fact in the lives of all those whom he met on his South India tour and later also. Remember, this is an incident which is meant to instruct one and all how to become Krishna conscious. What was his first instruction? Yes, chant the holy names of Krishna always. This is why you have come to the Living Name retreat. You should learn here how you can chant always. When you are at home, some devotees said to me, Maharaji, we are chanting in the bathroom when we are showering. That is a normal way because the water, when it hits on the skin, creates a particular nervous reaction which is conducive to singing. There are many studies on this. But this is still a little bit selfish, or let us say body-oriented kirtan. It's better than nothing, but it's a beginning point. Chant always, not only in the bathroom. Then Mahaprabhu continued with his instructions. You all know this verse. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agyai guru hana tara e desh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, now listen to this, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Now, you study what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Bhagavatam, and then, third thing, share it. You will be surprised to hear. When I have not met Prabhupada many times, but one time, he took me into his room and instructed me to do four things. And one of the four things made me think, oh, Prabhupada is a little too positive about me. Prabhupada said, you must become a guru. I said, I was speechless. That is very rare in my life. I may be speechless out of politeness, but I always think I was thoughtlessly speechless. I could not respond. Later I understood that this is, as a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is what is the idea of Krishna consciousness. Of course, there is formal, institutional gurus, very necessary. But the idea is everyone can instruct everyone, any person who's willing to hear if they know the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Prabhupada writes a purport on this, which I would like to relate to you. Are you interested in this? This is a sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. But that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. And then he gives the whole Maha Mantra. And if one is a little literate, you know, he speaks really to one and all, including the analphabetic person on villages. But if one is a little literate and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is so much the better. Who of you cannot read? I thought so. Every one of you is little literate, no? You can read. So much the better. So much the better. So you can read. And so on. If you wouldn't be able to read, no problem. There's now the recorded books. One can hear. But you hear this. And then Prabhupada says you observe four rules and regulations which distance you from material entanglement. You know the four rules and regulations. And then he says, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahmana Kurma. So what are the three instructions? Very good. Read the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. Very good. Third, instruct others. Prabhus, Madhajis, actually now we say, sometimes it's the same. We want to address everyone in a very respectful way. And my dear skeptics, of which there are 50% in this room. This is all you need to know to become Krishna conscious. Chant always, that takes a little purity of heart, really, otherwise you can't do it. Read the holy scriptures and talk to others about it. And then Krishna will reveal the rest. He will reveal to you what you should do in your life. He will reveal to you what relationships to enter, where to be careful. He will reveal to you, these are little concerns, the big concerns, who you are, really. No? He will reveal to you esoteric subject matters like your Swarup and your Siddha Deha. He will reveal to you in due course everything you need to know, because he is the holy name. He is present and he will guide you. No? There are many verses contain this. Even one in the twelfth canto, that by chanting the holy name, your Atma Swarup, that is the original form of your Atma, the Self, will be revealed. Of course, you have to chant properly. You have to stop being a japa and kirtan criminal who commits federal offenses against this. And you have to learn it properly. But if you are willing to do this, then everything will come from there. So this was Mahaprabhu's instructions. And wherever Mahaprabhu stopped, wherever he would beg alms, whomever he would meet, he would give these three instructions consistently. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, I have one time described Mahaprabhu's program elaborately, but that's what he did everywhere throughout. And this is very, very important. So let us for a moment meditate on these instructions and see the discussion in our eyes. See how the Lord has entered the over the threshold. His feet was lifting one foot, and he would go over the threshold, and the residents would see the place which was now vacant, had an impression of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, very wonderful impression, with very wonderful signs. And he would sit down. He would be so effulgent that everyone was just looking at him. And when it came time to speak, he would say, "Don't leave your home. Instead, chant always. Read the sacred scriptures and follow them by worshipping Krishna and share the mercy with everyone else." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Haya. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Is that higher? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Now there was one place nearby,
It was the place where Vasudev, the leper, lived. From other accounts in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we knew that lepers were not living in the villages because the melting hands and noses, the dripping flesh, would pollute the drinking water and would be highly infectious. So they had to go outside of the village. In medieval times in Europe, we had leper colonies, but also in India, they were outside, and charitable people went there and brought food for them. Now, one of these lepers was Vasudev, who had a very advanced case of leprosy. His body had open sores in which worms lived. Vasudev was so exalted in Krishna consciousness that he would sometimes be overwhelmed with feelings of love, get up and dance. And as he danced, the worms would fall out of his open wounds. Vasudev saw them. And, you know, there's one principle in Chaitanya Bhakti. It's called Jiva Daya, being compassionate to living entities. His compassion manifested in an extraordinary charity, the charity of his own body. He thought, they have nothing to eat now. These are meat-eating worms. And he picked those worms up and placed them again in his wounds. This was the extent of his Jiva Daya. Of course, this puts serious questions to our practice. Are we merciful? What is about the down feather jacket which you wear in the winter? Do you know that the ducks which have given the feathers and the downs were plucked 5 times so that the feathers would be taken? They were screaming far away from the ears of civilization. Do you know the cows who scream far away from your hearing when these machines are put onto their udders and together with the milk blood is sucked out of them? Can we be deaf to the screams of those who are tortured so that we can enjoy life? This is an ethical question to be asked by everyone and answered by everyone according to their level of Jiva Daya, mercy to others. Can we be deaf to our own devotees' miseries? Vasudev was not even turning a blind eye on the worms who fell from his body. He was so exalted, more exalted than I can imagine to ever become. When he heard about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he had only one desire: let me see him. In the night, when no one could see him, he somehow managed to move his body to the house of the Koma Brahma, where it was reported that the Lord would stay. But when he arrived and asked, "Where is the Lord?" the Koma Brahmana informed him he has left early, because this was the plan of the Lord. Whenever he would leave the places very early. It is said in India, for the sadhus, they walk in the dawn when it's tolerable with the heat. No? And so on. He left very early. When the Vasudev heard that the Lord had left, and there was no chance of ever seeing him. He became extremely miserable. He fainted, and when he woke up, he said, "Krishna, have you forsaken me?" My dear devotees, when the Lord hears even one single devotee crying helplessly for his mercy, it reaches his heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had traveled a good distance away, heard Vasudev. It reached his heart. And do you know what he did? He stopped and he appeared before Vasudev. I don't know if he journeyed back. That is not said. He became Avyabhav, manifested. He just appeared before him. And he gave Vasudev, the leper, who was rejected by society, his darshan. When the leper saw this, he inched forward and he touched the lotus feet of the Lord. Everyone was horrified when his stumps of the finger, melted fingers, would come close to them. The Lord did not take his lotus feet back. Vasudev could touch them. And he said a verse, "Who am I, a sinful poor friend of a Brahmana? And who is Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, full in six opulences? Nevertheless, he has embraced me with his two arms." Yes, my dear devotees, when Lord Chaitanya saw Vasudev edging forward, he lifted him up and he embraced him to his heart. And when he released him from his embrace, Vasudev saw a miracle. His body had become into a very much presentable body, well-shaped, effulgent, completely healthy. The stumps were gone, the nose was back and fully intact. He looked beautiful and effulgent. Do you think he was happy about it? We go to the gym, and when we see a little increase in our biceps area, we celebrate it and we tell it immediately in WhatsApp to our immediate friends. When we see that our oversized bellies shrink only a millimeter in size, we become extremely proud and think we are supremely attractive. Now, we are so body conscious, it's embarrassing at times. Vasudev was beyond this. When he was cured by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought, "Now I will be pulled into the bodily concept of life, and I will identify myself with this dazzling body. This will be to my undoing, my spiritual undoing. I have." But Mahaprabhu said, "You will be protected if you chant the holy name incessantly. Chant always, and you will not fall into the bodily concept of life." And then Mahaprabhu advised Vasudev, preach about Sri Krishna, and thus liberate everyone in this country. He repeated the same instructions he had given the Koma Brahmin. My dear devotees, I want to encourage all of you. You are now at a japa retreat. Later, if you wish the organizers will send you a training newsletter where you will find a summary of the essential practices which you have learned. I request you, invite people who are close to your heart. Tell them, I want to share with you what I experienced at the Japa retreat and what I learned. I have a training newsletter. You please listen to all of this and let's do it together. My dear devotees, when you share Krishna consciousness, when you step out of your comfort zone and do something extraordinary, speak about Krishna, speak about the holy name, and so on. My dear devotees, you will be overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. I guarantee you, magic is knocking at your door the moment you are willing to spread Krishna consciousness. Start with those who are close to you, and then extend the circle of your compassion in concentric ways. Means when you put a stone into water, there will be an extension of concentric circles. You can try it here and see. This is how your compassion should extend. Then you will get life. Then Mahaprabhu's movement will have a new member, active member. Then you will actually experience that the so-called little miseries will immediately disappear. Please try. I request you now to join our last kirtan for the day. Apply the knowledge of alignment. Sit properly. Sing. And whenever your mind goes to what you will eat after this program, or the many WhatsApps which you want to send, bring it back. Bring it back to the holy name. And if you want to internalize the beautiful Gauranga Mahaprabhu Leela, see him walking through South India, dancing, spreading his compassion to one and all, entering the temple of the Koma village, Koma temple, chanting there, and then even going to the Koma Brahmana, blessing him and his family with his presence and instructions, and embracing Vasudev the leopard to his heart, and transforming him in all respects, physically, mentally, everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. is
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada
Prabhupada
Gauranitai, Gauranitai,
Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe
Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Siddharthe Gaura Prema Nandi Adi 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 Bo.
Hare Krishna. I would like to say three things in conclusion of your first day of your retreat. The first is in relationship to this katha, or what we have just heard. My dear devotees, there's really so much wisdom in these three instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I really request you to take maybe a closer look on this. I took the texts which we were listening from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 7. And we started with text 99, and then the whole episode is described there. Let me see that I really don't make a mistake here. Yeah, yeah, it's all here, it's all here. 96, you even have the lines of this beautiful song which Lord Chaitanya chanted, and later in verse 128 you find the instructions and Prabhupada's purport on it. Of course, we can go unlimitedly deep into each of the instructions, and when I come to Alachua, where I'm currently invited, I will give a seminar called Living the Bhagavatam. Not only studying it, but living by the scripture. I feel it's up to us to go according to our adhikar, our spiritual capability, as deep as we can into these instructions and fulfill the purpose of the human form of life, as Srila Prabhupada has said. So that's one thing I wanted to say. The second thing is I'm really genuinely grateful. I'm very, very maybe surprised, or maybe overwhelmed is a little bit too strong, but how do you say when something strikes you? And I see that really you are very serious. You might say, well, now comes the flattery by the lecturer to keep his audience in a warm spirit. It's not that. I'm known as being very blunt, coming from the background where I come from. No, I can see it by the quality of the chanting. You should be in my situation when you see the devotees going like this, closing their eyes and really singing. Some of you are a little tone deaf. You are too high or too low. You can see I'm not of the flattering kind. but that is no problem. The chanting is something from the heart. That is what counts, not the melodical abilities. So that's really very, very nice. And I must say something. See, there's a fine level, a fine border between good-hearted humor, where you can laugh about yourself and about our community, and then getting into the area where one is a little offensive. And I don't always stay on the line. I say things which are foolish. And when I try to find modern examples, for instance, please forgive me. The intention is good, but the style is German. It is not good, you know. I will find my balance a little later. It's you know, I try to say something which is relevant. Try to say something so that you remain attentive and so on. But there's a fine line, and I felt I had crossed it twice today. So please forgive me. The intention is good, but the style is, there's something to be improved. That is. And the last thing I would like to say, we have finished our first day, but we need to manage now our energies wisely. You need to take enough rest, eat sufficiently, because tomorrow there are three sessions which are very important. It's the Bhagavatam class and the workshop, and then in the evening the Chaitanya Leela evening, where you will hear Sankirtan Prabhu and myself teaming up together to do this. And then there is a beautiful surprise which I cannot tell you about, so you need to be participating then and there, and please give your full commitment. Commitment means that you come to the sessions and you honor the sessions, and you are alert, attentive, and cooperative, means you go into the exercises so that you can gain something deep and something valuable. And for that you need to be a little bit physically well and well rested. You might like also, after such a day where we have sat along, make this beautiful nature walk by the lake, go up to Srila Prabhupada's palace. I can recommend to you something which is really wonderful. There's a Go Puja at 7 o'clock in the Goshala, where you get blessings from Mother Cow. You know, the tail end will be placed on you and mantras will be chanted, and then you will raise immediately to pure sattva as much as possible. So that's something. Use your time wisely. And when you talk, which is very nice, share things, discuss things, remain in the space. This is a retreat where you really want to be there all the time, and for 2.5 days just reserved for Krishna. You will feel better results if you use the time proper. Without any further ado, I want to now end the session. Thank you all very much. I wish you all the best, and see you tomorrow, latest for the Bhagavatam class, but preferably at 7:30 for the darshan. That's actually good if you come to the darshan and pray for blessings in the morning. 7:30 is a good time to be there, or as early as you can, 5 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna. Yay!